The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on.
Hey.
How you doing, Anthony?
Hey, everyone. This is Anthony live in Studio A in Tampa.
Hey, everybody. It's Joe live in Studio B in Chicagoland.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 197 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Tuesday, November 26th, 2019. In case you didn't know it, the Joe and Anthony Show has a page on facebook.com/The Joe and Anthony Show. We are also on Spotify, Google Play Music, iTunes, Radio for All, and on our website www.shyampa.org. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, or visit our website, just like us, damn it. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Well, thank you, Betty. That was so nice.
You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Betty. Bye.
You got it, Anthony.
So, how was your week, Anthony, or day, or whatever you want to call it?
It's actually not been too bad. It's actually been pretty good.
Yeah.
We, our office hours are a little, I guess you could say, abbreviated with the holiday and everything. So I'm going in a little later in the morning, which has been nice. Really not a whole lot to do, though, because nobody's around the office. So it's hard to do things when there are things to do. So,
well, at least there's probably clean toilets.
Yeah, there's abundable toilets. So, but the weather has been beautiful. It's been absolutely beautiful this week. I've been driving with the windows open all week.
Ooh.
Yeah, and that's unusual in Florida. So it's been
able to air out the house, I'm sure.
Yes, the house the house doesn't get aired out as often as the car does, because the house is a little more complicated to air out the house because you start dealing with a humidity factor. So. But, it's still been nice to kind of, you know.
Yeah, like, how do you scrub the air in the Tampa studios?
We actually have a dual process. We use a UV filtration light on the intake. And then through our plenum, we use a UV static. It's kind of electrostatic type of thing up in the ductwork that takes it on the opposite end.
So you have an advanced.
There's a bit of an advanced system, yes. Yeah. And I don't know how well it actually helps, you know, because sometimes you're like, my allergies still bother me. So
really?
You never know, you know. You never know. It might help. It probably helps better than the house used to be. So you know.
If I don't change the filter, then yes, I start sneezing.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So what about you, Joe? How are you? How's your stuff going?
I'm kind of like super excited, to be honest.
Are you?
Now, Thanksgiving, you know, for me, is a day off, obviously.
Yeah.
The days before and after are not, which is fine, though, because it's usually it's a good moneymaker kind of thing. But anyways, Thanksgiving, I'm going to be cooking a lot.
Oh, boy.
And I'm going to have guests.
Look at that.
Yeah, so I'm excited for that.
Are you gonna do any like remote recording of Chip in the kitchen?
There may be. I may set up some kind of a device.
Really? There might be a device where we may have Chip in the kitchen.
Yeah.
That could be exciting. That could be exciting. Very exciting.
Well, get this. Yeah. Well, you know what? We'll save some of this for our next section. But
okay, that's fine.
Yeah,
that's fine.
So, we got any voicemails?
No. No new messages. No. Sorry.
But even though we're not in it, our chat room is open at shyampa.org. And our phone lines are ready for you at 813-327-8566. And folks, those phone lines are actually open even before and after the show. You can utilize Betty to leave a message, and we may play it on a future show.
Yeah, depending on how vulgar it is, you know, it all depends. We have to be careful. So let's move on to the wheat segment. That's right on time. Segment. How about that? So... our first news story in the weed corner comes from High Times. The United States House of Representatives could be voting on the federal legalization of cannabis soon. Bill H.R. 3884, also known as the Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement More Act, has a better than average chance at making it through the legislative gauntlet than many of its predecessors. Pressure has increased on Congress to pass federal legalization ever since it approved the SAFE Act, the bill that guarantees banking protections for cannabis companies and financial institutions. The MORE Act would encourage states to provide expungement for some past cannabis-related criminal offenses, provide protection for marijuana users living in federally subsidized housing, and would remove restrictions currently on the Small Business Administration that block it from assisting cannabis entrepreneurs. So, this actually could be a good boon for the small business, the marijuana small business cottage industry, or small business, yeah. Probably more small business. Your dealer was a cottage industry. I mean, by definition, he delivered out of his house. Our next weed story comes from Leafly. A recent study of Canadian workers by Toronto Research Group Responsible Cannabis Use found one in three believed that they had carte blanche to use medical cannabis on the job, provided they've disclosed that they are a licensed patient. One in four managers believed that they had zero duty to accommodate medical cannabis use by staff, and 73% of managers believed a company can impose drug testing on employees so long as the CEO said it is okay. Yeah, both are incorrect assertions. Workers and managers alike are poorly informed about laws on cannabis in the workplace in Canada. Only workers in safety-sensitive positions may be subjected to drug testing only when there's a reason to believe that an employee is impaired on the job, has been in a recent accident, or has returned from substance abuse treatment. Non-safety-sensitive employees generally do not need to disclose use of any prescription drug, including medical cannabis, unless the prescribed drug presents the possibility of impairing the person at work. So that's your weed corner for this is for Canada, of course. So, you know, Canada's, you know, it's Canada. Right. But
Canada's,
you know,
Canada. This Canada's does Canada. Not apply to the United States of America.
No, you can you have a medical card, you can still get canned, unfortunately.
Yep.
So, and that's it for your weed corner. Back to you, Joe.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, Anthony, because I know one of the Democratic candidates for president 2020 says he will not legalize cannabis, which is unfortunate because in this day and age...
Is that Biden?
You know, it's Biden.
Yeah, he's kind of backwards.
Creepy Biden.
He is a creeper.
Yeah, but I don't want to go off into that discussion because this is a fun place to be.
Exactly. Let's put that craziness somewhere else.
Yes. So, as I was talking about at the beginning of the show, folks, I'm going to actually be cooking a Thanksgiving meal. And
ooh.
I'm excited, dude. It's like...
That is exciting.
I know it's going to be a little bit of work, but... Yeah. And most of it I'm going to do Wednesday, because dinner is not going to be until, like, about maybe 7. So,
prep work is always important.
Right. But, you know, I'll have from... By the time I wake up in the morning till, you know, probably when I want to really start cooking, which will be about 1. However, one thing will be started at about 9. So, yeah, this will be the first time I've ever made carnitas.
Ooh.
Pork carnitas.
I'm very interested in how that turns out because I love carnitas.
Well, the thing is, I'm using the Crock-a-Pot.
Oh.
Yeah. So this should be quite an interesting endeavor.
So how do you make your carnitas? How do you make it? Obviously,
I've never made them before.
Yeah.
So this is going to literally be in the crock pot.
Yeah.
There's going to be spices of cumin and oregano.
Mm-hmm.
And oh shit, I forgot to get garlic.
Uh-oh.
That's okay. I can get it tomorrow. Right? I can get it tomorrow after my chiropractic adjustment. Anyways,
let me know how that turns out.
I definitely will.
And
so,
if it's good, then I may be very well interested in doing it myself because I love carnitas. And if I can make a good carnita and just make my own damn tacos at home, I'd be totally fine with that.
Well, here's the thing. This is going to be a test run because I'm also making carnitas for the holiday work party.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah. Which, you know, that's a whole other thing. That's like... for quite a few people.
How many people is the holiday work party?
That should be roughly 15 plus family, which could balloon it out to like 25.
All right. Yeah, that can be quite, yeah, a little you know, severe there.
Yeah. So we'll see how, because this is it looks like a decent sized pork shoulder, but then you got to consider all the fat too.
Yes, that's true. That's very true.
But the way it's cooked, you put the whole thing in the crock pot.
Yep.
And then you deal with the fat later.
The fat kind of melts itself away.
Yeah. Ooh. And that adds the flavorings.
Oh, yeah,
too.
Absolutely. That's why carnitas are delicious.
Oh, and I use a little bit of an orange to kind of give it a flavor, too. That should be interesting.
I see. Okay. Yeah. All right. There we have it.
Yeah. But let's go ahead and do our little word of the day thing.
Sure, let's go ahead and do that.
I know we're a little early, but you know how we always are.
Yeah, sometimes just because we're early doesn't mean we have to wait.
Exactly. All right, it's time for our word of the show. And last week, if you don't remember, our word was Brobdingnagian, whose definition was... Well, it's an adjective, actually, which means basically something gigantic. And they used that kind of word like in the 17th century. But now...
But now...
our word of the day from your mother is deontology. And deontology means it's a theory of ethics that establishes rules of right and wrong actions. Doesn't say that something is particularly right or wrong. It's just a theory.
What is it? Deontology?
Yes. Deontology.
Deontology.
I joked to your mother, we can make up our own deontology as we go.
I see.
So, okay, Roger, why don't you just take it away? Because you've been itching to say something.
Wow. Hello. It's the other lovable artificial personality unit, Roger, if you didn't know it. And if you did, well, pip pip and cheerios for you. This is the National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. Anyway, the date I am speaking of is Tuesday, November 26th, 2019, and it is National Cake Day. Wow, I love cake. I love cake. Well, while Joe is going to pull real hard on a fake fancy lever that causes Anthony to push a blinky button that stimulates a rather whimsical spinning wheel, I think I am going to eat lots of cake. Yes, yes, yes. No, no, no. Fart, fart, fart. Wow. Take it away, guys.
All right. Let's see you give that wheel a spin.
Well, hold on. You got something to say.
Oh, hold on. Thanks, Roger. Tonight I'm enjoying the new turkey and mashed potatoes flavor from Paul and Stan's Ice Cream, available exclusively at your local neighborhood dollar miscellaneous store, where a dollar will buy you miscellaneous stuff.
Yay.
I keep forgetting about our one sponsor. Thank you. We love you, Dollar Miscellaneous. Most of our meet and greets are usually, you know,
funded
stocked funded as well. Your leftovers in the dumpster are great. We appreciate that. All right, Joe, go ahead and give that wheel a spin.
Oh, it's just a
wheel. I think they fixed the wheel. It sounds like it's still kind of long.
Sounds like the bearings are a little messed up in it.
No, but see, the last time we complained that it took too long, that's when the wheels started malfunctioning all over the place. So do we want a malfunctioning wheel, or do we want a wheel that, you know, that works? So,
you know, if we just put a cage around the wheel.
Yeah, I might have to suggest that.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. So our random news story comes from NBC News about the Impossible Whopper, which may not be so impossible. What about breaking news? What happened?
No, this should have been a breaking news.
I don't know. It's not too in breaking news, but I don't know. Burger King was sued on Monday by a vegan customer who accused the fast food chain of contaminating its meatless Impossible Whoppers by cooking them on the same grill as traditional meat burgers. In a proposed class action, Phillips said he bought an Impossible Whopper, a plant-based alternative to Burger King's regular Whopper, at an Atlanta drive-thru, and would not have paid a premium price had he known the cooking would have left it coated in meat byproducts. Yeah. The lawsuit filed in Miami federal court, so it's Florida man as well. Florida man in Georgia. Don't let Florida man leave Florida. He wrecks havoc everywhere he goes. The lawsuit filed in Miami federal court seeks damages for all U.S. purchasers of the Impossible Whopper and an injunction requiring Burger King to plainly disclose that the Impossible Whoppers and regular burgers are cooked on the same grill. Burger King declined to comment, saying it does not discuss pending litigation.
I'm surprised they didn't already do that.
Yeah. Phillips' lawyer did not immediately respond to a request to comment on the disclaimer or available cooking options. Impossible. Oh, I guess they can, if they want, they can heat the thingy up in microwave. Oh, I'm sorry. Dick White's got the story out of order. It happens. Impossible Foods, which helped create the Impossible Whoppers, has said it designated the product for meat eaters who wanted to consume less animal protein, not for vegans or vegetarians. For people who are strictly vegan, there is a microwave prep procedure that they're welcome to ask for in any store. Impossible Foods head of sales said in a recent interview.
I don't understand why a fucking vegan would go to Burger King ever. Don't just because you're curious about this. You know that this damn thing has been scrutinized in the press and that there's controversy, so just don't even.
Just let it be. Just go with the turkey burger. What is it? What is the one that they sell on Toppers?
Oh, yeah.
Turkey burger, whatever. Tofurkey burger, whatever.
The so, Burger Turkey.
Yeah, Burger Turger. Burger Turger. There you go, Burger Turger. Anyway, back to you, Betty.
Betty here. Check these out and more that we recast on Chimpa Radio. The World Labor Hour with the lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. Headphone Meditations with John DeGose, and the Inept Supervillains Podcast, where black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results. Be sure to visit chimpa.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and much more. Want to be on the show? Call us at 813-327-8566. And now, for Joe's weather and news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Well, thank you, Betty. It's time for your Chiampa weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport, KMDW. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently lightly raining and foggy at 46 degrees. The dew point is at 43, giving us a humidity of 89%, and winds are howling out of the northeast at 10 miles per hour. For you pilot types, the visibility is 4 miles. Tonight, Tuesday night, rain before midnight. Temperature rising to around 53 by 1 a.m. Wednesday, a 30% chance of rain, mainly before noon. Cloudy with the temperature falling to around 38 by 5 p.m. Expect a super gusty evening, folks, with winds up to 55 miles per hour. Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high near 39. Friday, a 40% chance of rain afternoon. Cloudy with a high near 40. And that's your Chicago weather. And now, for that news.
And now, for the news!
I want some sweet tea now!
Oh because boy, you know everybody, he's bouncing. Watch out.
You know why.
Why?
Because in Hilton Head, South Carolina, a South Carolina man who went to McDonald's for a sweet tea says he received a little extra herbal substance on the side.
Ooh, what did he get?
Well, the Island Packet reports a parish went to a McDonald's on some island and asked for a sweet tea with a light ice and extra lemon.
Ugh, sweet tea.
See more. Three Sonic employees arrested for lacing kids' meal with ecstasy.
it sounds like Dick White has been neglecting your news copy as well.
Yeah. Brown now believes extra lemon was code for marijuana.
Wow.
Since he found three bags of weed in his cup.
Wow.
He says he only realized it once he was high as a kite.
No, bullshit.
So, three bags of weed inside the tea. If the bags are sealed, it ain't gonna do anything, dude.
Even
Brown says,
even if the weed is in the tea, the weed has to reach a temperature of like 171 degrees.
Funky.
Yeah.
You know,
it's got to...
Now, if it's hot tea, maybe that's a different story.
But
maybe.
Sweet tea is cold tea. Sweet tea is always
right.
Cold tea, yeah. So.
But he said he paid regular price for the item.
He's full of shit.
So, yeah. But still, you know... Wow, and Dick White really needs to clean up the scripting actions, too.
Right? Sure. Shame on you, Dick White. Shame on you!
Moving along. Yay! Recycled
Christmas boy, we got
tea.
Bounciness again. We got bouncy.
Out of plastic bottle.
Ooh, it looks like we got
See?
Bouncy factor 4.
But, you know, these people are just ingenious what they do with plastic bottles.
I know, I love these lesbians are doing so much goodness.
I'm lesbian Lebanese.
Oh, I thought it said lesbians.
Lebanese. Blanche.
I was more excited when it was a lesbian town, not a Lebanese town.
So, our friends at UPI on November 25th reported a Lebanese town is attempting a Guinness World Record by using tens of thousands of plastic bottles to build a giant Christmas tree sculpture. The town of Cheka is aiming to use a total of 120,000 recyclable water bottles to construct the Christmas tree. And organizers said they have already collected 105,000 bottles towards their goal. Caroline, who organized the project, and she is not anything but a Lebanese, who organized the project in cooperation with town officials, the Scouts of Lebanon Maroon, and the Orthodox Youth Movement, said the goal is to break the previous Guinness World Record for a Christmas tree constructed from 98,000 bottles in Mexico. Wow. But Caroline said the Cheka tree is expected to reach height of up to 95 feet when it is completed. That's tall.
That is tall.
That's really tall.
So what do they do when they're done with the tree?
They burn it.
Did they recycle into the air?
Oh, thank you, Toppers. You're forever going to give us that lovely little gem. Yes. But anyways, the project is part of Caroline's Collect Them, Don't Waste Them initiative, which aims to promote recycling in the area. The tree is scheduled for a lighting ceremony on December 7th. So, and I'm sure if they use LEDs, it won't be a problem, but if they use traditional Christmas lights, that thing probably would melt. I wouldn't doubt it.
That'd be interesting. We'll move on. Move on to some Fiddles McGinty.
Oh boy, me thinks the Thanksgiving turkey is a wee bit aggressive these days.
Oh my.
So, anyways, UPI is reporting that a Wisconsin mail carrier said a territorial turkey has been chasing him through a neighborhood every day for about a month. Jeff, who has worked for the U.S. Postal Service for more than 20 years, said the wild turkey has been greeting him in the someplace area of Waukesha every day and chasing after his truck. For the last month, he's been pretty consistent with being out here every day, Jeff told WTMJ-TV. Jeff said he isn't sure why the turkey is targeting him. Maybe it's a horny turkey. I don't know.
Maybe the turkey is expecting a package. Maybe the turkey ordered something from Amazon. That's why it's chasing the mail truck.
Here, I just said it's a horny turkey. Anyway,
or it's
not
a
sure.
Horny turkey. I don't know.
Not sure if it's the color of the truck.
Should that be our show
not
title?
Not sure what he really likes, Jeff said. He was with a bunch of female turkeys. Ah. So the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources said male turkeys are known to become aggressive and territorial during the fucking season.
So it was a horny turkey.
Yes. Experts said the turkey also might be incensed. Incensed! By the bright lights on his truck. You know, those turkeys, man, they really know how to express their discontent.
That's why we shoot them and deflock them and bake them until they're crispy golden brown and desire to devour them on the day of thanks.
Yes, with pico de gallo and green chili and all kinds.
Exactly. So.
So, but in the future, Jeff said he might try an air horn.
Oh, there
you go. To scare the turkey off if it persists in chasing him. Wow. These poor mailmen, though, they can't get away. Whether it's a dog or it's a wild turkey.
I thought it was supposed to be come rain, wind, summer, shine, chicken
sleet
butthole.
Snow, but it didn't say nothing about wild turkeys.
Well, nothing about wild turkeys.
Ravaging dogs.
Oh, I guess not. Yeah.
So.
I guess we got to be careful about those wild, ravaging turkey dogs.
Right? Well, guess what, Anthony? That's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his crack news team. Back to you.
Oh, that's lovely. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this disjointed, southern fried, collusion-free, GMO-loaded experience full of horny turkeys? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, I'm not going to be able to pronounce half of these things. Now, Bustamante's delusions break with film convention. Trump's legal woes trigger rainbow quid pro quos. A Rainbow Minute celebrates U.S. Civil War surgeon Mary Edwards Walker. And in the news, Thai lesbians sue for marriage rights. A Zimbabwe trans activist beats her bathroom bust. A third U.S. federal court rips Trump's religious bias rule. A gay Saudi couple faces an Australian asylum nightmare. And did a higher power punish homophobic Aussie rugby star Israel all that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, now on Tuesday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Shyamba Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll have to check our deontology of our horny turkey deontology in 4 minutes after this break or something like that. I don't know what the hell's going on anymore. It's crazy. It's absolutely nuts.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro-mercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Flashback.
Let's do snack math. Wholesome organic popcorn plus sparkling soda plus piping hot coffee equals delicious refresh-o-rama for the whole family. Visit our snack bar today and taste the movies. This message is brought to you by the Mike Show Snack Bar. Please eat responsibly. No hablo español.
Trap's clogged.
Do you know what's clogging it?
Who knows what's down there? Grease, food, hair.
Better use Crystal Drano, the all-purpose drain opener.
Oh, sure, Drano's terrific on grease, but can it clear those other clogs, too?
Yes, all-purpose Drano clears grease and food and hair.
Wow, now I know what to use, even if I don't know what the clog is. Drano.
Beautiful. Drano, the all-purpose drain opener.
You are listening to Cheyampa Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.
Weekend with Joe.
Are you catching Weekend with Joe? You should be. Tune in every Saturday and Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, only on Cheyampa Radio.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know that sponges can hold more cold water than they can hot? Did you know that fire usually moves faster uphill than downhill? And did you know that camel's milk does not curdle? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more everyday facts you never knew.
Hey, thanks for keeping it tuned, man, to Cheyampa Radio. We've got so much here at the station. Check out our website by visiting www.chiampa.info. That's cheyampa.info. Coming soon on weekends, we're going to be offering up a Sunday tea dance. It's going to be hosting some really awesome DJs from around the world in a nice little weekend segment. Which means Joe Weekends will probably get a nice little boost up into Joe Weekend Evenings. Because Joe Wisdom, well, sometimes he doesn't get enough time to play with the dials. So keep it tuned to Cheyampa Radio. We've got some fun stuff coming up for you.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit
from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and cue one of those metallic things.
I am a robot. Yes,
whatever
I am.
Whatever you are.
Bleep, bleep. Anyways, hello, Roger here. Welcome back. Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for. Wow, Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first go grab your favorite devices, snacks, and or beverages, my lovable biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. Take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
All right, before we get to my crazy Florida news, it's time for your Cheyampa weather from Tampa Bay International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently lightly cloudy and 65 degrees. The humidity is 73%, and the dew point is currently 56 degrees with a 10-mile visibility. Tonight, we should expect mostly clear skies with a low around 57. On Wednesday, it will be sunny with a high near 77. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 61. On Turkey Day, Thanksgiving, we should have a mostly sunny day with a high near 78. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 57. And then coming into the weekend, we'll be looking at a cold front Friday night. So that's it for your Cheyampa weather. And now it's time for some crazy Florida news.
Crazy Florida.
All right, let me load my news track here. Script. All right. ABC News brings us our first crazy Florida news story of the night. When a sophomore shared his six-page school shooting plan with a classmate last September and set in motion what authorities called a textbook response to averting another Parkland school shooting, within minutes the student was in custody. But unease resurfaced last month when a judge dismissed second-degree felony charges against the boy and released him back into the community. After the Parkland shooting, Florida lawmakers acted quickly to beef up security and improve safety across the state's 4,300 public schools. The Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School Public Safety Act widened the authority of schools and law enforcement to act against any threat to campus safety. To authorities and school officials, one provision in the law seems clear. Anyone who makes, posts, or transmits a threat of mass shooting in any manner would allow another person to view that as a threat has committed a crime. The judge, however, saw things differently and dismissed the case because she said prosecutors could not prove the threat had been transmitted as described in the law. The judge's decision spawned immediate outrage. Community leaders urged neighbors to bombard the judge with emails and phone calls to voice their displeasure. The boy's plan described killing teachers and fellow students in chilling detail. To maximize the carnage, he'd deploy an arsenal of knives and guns at a pep rally or some other high-traffic venue. He calculated he'd have 9 minutes before squad cars and medics could reach the scene. Investigators said the teen acknowledged writing the plan, but denied any intention of ever carrying it out. Isn't that right? These people are crazy. But, you know, hey, you know, just let him go. Bye!
This is sad, because this is why we don't have smart kids. We don't have any kind of good creative outlets.
No.
It's just a bunch of bullshit.
Yep. Well, here's some other bullshit for you. Our next crazy Florida story of the night comes from the Tampa Bay Times and brings us yet another shady person in the Sunshine State. Dennis, 72, was arrested Thursday on charges of scheme to defraud and grand theft, both first-degree felonies. Largo police said Dennis stole the money over the course of several years from a handful of people. Arrest affidavits say the victims gave Dennis money to pay their taxes, but it was recently discovered that he actually never paid the IRS for the taxes. And when he was confronted, he gave varying excuses but could not provide proof that the IRS was actually paid. And it was later confirmed by the IRS that the taxes indeed had not been paid. So yeah, so he got the money. Just wasn't doing what he's supposed to do.
Wow.
Arrest reports say Dennis returned about $37,000 to one victim, but none of the others got any of the money back. Police subpoenaed his business records and confirmed the victim's claims. Reports state including more than $227,000 was taken from one victim alone. A bail was set at $50,000 for each charge. That's definitely one of these. He had several charges. He was later released from Pinellas County Jail after posting bail early Friday morning, which is even scarier. Records show Dennis had faced criminal charges before. He was charged with grand theft in Tallahassee in 1983 after he stole more than $15,000 in jewelry and money from a jewelry store that he managed. He was also charged with grand theft, dealing with stolen property and fraud in 86 in Leon County, and again was charged with grand theft in 2004, also in Leon County. Just, he's a real winner
he's
there.
He's just a thief.
Winner. Yeah, just a
professional
winner.
Thief.
Ooh, all right.
Sexy.
Here comes your sexy story.
Woo, 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 woo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. WCJB Channel 20 News out of Gainesville brings us our final and naked Florida news story of the night about someone losing their religion in the police department. Oof. A man was arrested at the Gainesville Police Department headquarters Thursday after police say he started touching himself in the lobby. According to the report, James Lee, 22, was in the lobby waiting to speak to the front desk clerk when he began masturbating.
Oh, boy.
This was seen by two front desk employees and an officer. When an officer approached James Lee, he told him he was not masturbated, but praying to his penis.
There we go.
That's the Florida way. I'm not masturbating. I am praying to my penis. James Lee was charged with disturbing the peace and was booked at the Chula County Jail with bond set at $2,000. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Betty, 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 Betty.
Betty, well, Betty, Betty, Betty.
You can thank the database that you are tuned into, Cheyenne Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Cheyenne Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. And you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots.
Hi, that's
be
us.
Part of this unique Q studio experience. Be sure to visit us at Cheyenne.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just click chat. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches.
If you're in the chat room, give us a call.
Stoners are
we're
going
not.
To start babbling on about
are
this
you?
Or that.
I'm in.
Hold
oh,
on.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Woohoo. Here it comes. Plethora. Monday. Take it away, guys.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Sure, Roger. Anytime.
So, yeah. Anthony says something about Roger, though.
Yeah, hold on. Anthony had to take a drink of some water. Wow, there's a Roger-shaped ding, ding. Let me try this again. Wow, there's a Roger-shaped ding-a-dong hole in the refrigerator. Okay. Don't we have a few things to talk about tonight, Joe?
Oh, yeah, we do. Roger made the hole, but nobody knows why or how. Right, Anthony?
Yeah, sure.
Anyways, let's see what's up here. What do we have on this list?
Well, lists. We have lists.
The snowbirds are coming to Florida.
Oh, my God. The fucking snowbirds are coming. Yeah. Snowbirds are coming.
At my other place of work, I heard a group of folks talking about Florida, and a few of them would probably qualify as snowbirds.
Yeah.
So they're coming.
Yeah, I know. Every year they come this time of year.
They should have a special city, and that, you know, it's all decked out for them.
They do. It's called the Villages. Which is actually sometimes the source of some of our best Florida news.
But, you know, maybe they need to have their grocery stores and such self-contained, you know, so that they don't ever leave the village. Grocery stores, salons.
So, basically what you're suggesting was just take all the old people and put them in concentration camps. Is that what you want to do with the old people? You just want to put them in concentration camps?
They can drive around the village.
They can drive around the village. They can drive around the concentration camp in their golf cart.
We're having an okay boomer moment, I guess.
We're having some kind of moment, that's for sure.
Goodness,
that's too funny.
But, you know, I think, speaking of that whole okay boomer moment, I think now more than ever there's such a huge divide amongst
oh, absolutely.
The generations.
Oh, yeah, there is. There's a big divide.
Yep. You know, because the millennials are getting tired of being called lazy and entitled.
Yeah, because we're not. We work our fucking asses off. We've been working our asses off.
Well, we're Generation X.
We are Gen Xers, yeah.
But the millennials are saying that they're being accused of being lazy and...
I don't think they're lazy.
And such and such. And the Gen Zs, too. They're weird. The Gen Zs...
Well, the Gen Zs are very weird.
We don't know if they like technology or if they hate technology or if they just utilize it to an advantage. I don't know. I don't get it.
They're going to be able to stick the iPad up their assholes and communicate with the internet.
Oh.
They all have a slot. I mean, they all have a slot. They all have a slot like for like an iPad. It just clicks in there. It's got the FireWire docking station and everything. They just click it in there and they connect to the internet.
Ew.
It's like the Matrix.
It doesn't get mutilated with poop, does it?
They don't poop anymore. They're technology.
They don't poop anymore.
It's like a self-contained system.
They just poop little iPad pellets.
There you go. Their iPad, oh, their boy, iPad charging like, credit pellets.
Folks, we got like 10, at least a good 10 to 13 minutes of conversation. So if you want to give us a call, you can do so at 813-327-8566.
Yeah, Ezel's not joining us tonight.
No, we will not have Ezel tonight.
No, I think he found a fancy dinner behind a restaurant somewhere. So you want to take him and his gal there. Kind of like Lady and the Tramp thing, I guess.
Well, he mentioned last week, too, and I heard from Ezel later on in the week. That he had a massive bee loss.
Yeah, so I heard that there was the bees left.
That's sad.
It's sad.
Why do they leave?
If you I don't know. We'd have to ask Ezo.
Yeah.
I don't know bees.
I don't know bees either. Wow. So, what is your favorite Thanksgiving food, Anthony?
I won't say turkey because I'm not really a big fan of turkey.
No.
Especially after it's sat down for a day. Like, leftover turkey, I'm definitely not a fan of leftover turkey.
Really?
Nope. I think it tastes too gamey.
Interesting.
Yeah. But, I like ham. Ham is always good.
Okay.
In fact, after the show, I might make myself a ham sandwich.
Ooh.
Yeah, right?
Well, you know, ham is going to be my Christmas dinner.
No, see, I was going to do ham, but I couldn't find... a ham I liked that was small enough.
Because
it's only three. It's only going to be three of us for Thanksgiving here. So it would have to be like one of those commercially packaged hams. Like one of the really, and I'm like, that's not really ham. It's a lunch meat. I'm buying a cube of lunch meat.
Well, roast that shit up and have some sandwiches.
No, I got some nice, when it comes to lunch meat ham, I like it when it's like really thin. They hate me. Really, they hate really me. Thin. They hate me at the Publix. I'm like, they'll do it. I'm like thinner, and it's like paper. Well,
you kind of like it shredded then.
Yeah, pretty much. I like it. I like it more shredded. I mean, I don't mind if it's in slightly longer pieces and thin, but as close to shredded as possible is where I like my ham.
I think they don't like it because it dulls their blade faster.
Well, you know what? Fuck it. Then you know you're a deli. That's what you do.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't bitch at you because your bullshit makes my computers run slower.
Ooh.
I mean, seriously. You know,
speaking of computers, folks, I don't know about you, but, you know, I hear all these security-related stories about, you know, having to pay money to unlock your data. And it's like, shit, you know, just...
crypto walls, yeah.
Don't click shit that you just...
Don't install shit.
And don't install shit. You know that you're not expecting that. You know Aunt Martha isn't going to send you click here for...
Yeah, Aunt Martha from Iowa is not sending you a 126-bit encrypted super secret message. Remember, she doesn't have a computer. She still has a telephone with a rotary dial. Don't click on the link. You didn't even know she had an email address. How did she get your email address?
Right, exactly. You know, and you hear of these... government institutions or corporations, but now the next big hack attack is going to come not necessarily from things that we can control, But what I've been reading about is more like hitting the power plants and hitting the grids and shutting, clicking things to turn off certain, you know, areas and such and such. So that's kind of the next frontier where it concerns cybersecurity, which can really impact people on an everyday basis.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, as I've always constantly said, I'm ready here at the Chicago studios. I've got Velveeta's, I've got water.
And he's got batteries for his dildo.
And I've got batteries.
You can get out the squeaky dildo and run it for a while. The B cart. Get the B cart out.
So. Wow. Yeah, so, you know, I think before we see any but more technological improvements, we're probably going to see a lot more, like, theft and fraud.
Oh, yeah,
because,
absolutely.
You know, but now where it concerns, like, credit card datas and that kind of thing, I know we haven't heard any major breaches, I don't think. Have you heard of any major breaches?
I know the last ones I was getting class action things for was all the credit unions. I got like free credit monitoring on all the credit unions now because they all fucked up some way or another.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I know PCI DSS and all that is heavy enforced for retailers and restaurants and all the like, and. You know, you read all of the questionnaires, and you're like, what? I have a pretty decent understanding of it, and though some of those questions were just like, okay, I think I'm assuring that we're not doing this. it's like I plug it in, and I make sure it's not routed through the customer-based Wi-Fi, and
which it isn't, and you're fine, yeah, no.
Yeah. But you make me answer all these crazy questions.
Yeah.
What, you want me to go and hire some stupid security expert to do all this shit?
Hey, don't call security experts stupid.
Yeah,
They're expensive, though. That's the problem. They're expensive.
That's the thing. That's why it's like, this is frustrating.
Yeah.
You're now creating a whole new industry that we never needed. Because you're making it complicated. You're making it.
Well, and the thing is for them, they probably really only think about most of their larger retailers anyway. So, which already have IT departments that can answer those questions. You know, they're thinking of Target and Walmart and fucking Sears and, well, not Sears anymore, but you know.
Yeah. But, you know, I make sure that I run a tight ship where I'm at. So
there you go. That's the important part.
Yep. Wow, this has been a fun show.
It has been, hasn't it?
Yeah. Where am I in the script?
52. I don't know, where are you?
Horny Turkeys in the Police Station. That's our show title tonight, folks.
Huh. Well, I'm good with that.
Me too.
It's very Thanksgiving-like, you know.
It is. No, I'm really excited for cooking. So the carnitas are going to go into the crock pot at about 9 a.m.
Yeah.
And if you add, no, wait, 8 hours would be, what, 1700? So 5 o'clock.
Carnitas.
Yes.
And the carnitas!
The turkey will probably have gone into the oven at around maybe 2.
Carnitas. And the thing I had to mark it, I don't think you heard the echo on it.
I did not, actually.
Yeah, but there might, I think the echo might exist on the recording and the output.
Yay. Echo is good. No, I did not hear the echo. That's interesting.
Carnitas.
I do not hear the echo.
Oh yeah.
If you are applying an echo effect, I do not hear it.
Carnitas.
Nope. So now you hear it when I do it?
Yes, I do. Do I?
Carnitas.
Yes. There we go. Now that we've been all excited over carnitas. Isn't that lovely? All right. Hey, and we're going to have the ugly lights.
So it's been a show. I feel like I'm in a daze. I totally am.
I smoked like three bowls since I've been home from work today.
And well, then I'm confused. Like I was so confused, folks. I took a nap at 2, and I woke up, and I looked at my phone, and it said 6:33 p.m. Or no, it just said 6:33. It didn't say p.m. It just said 6:33. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm late for work.
Pulled an Allen. Didn't even think about the show that he missed the previous night. Didn't even like, oh, shit, nope. I missed our show.
Nope. I didn't even think that. I thought I was late for work.
Late for work.
I got up. I looked. The lights were on. I'm like, oh, god damn it. Because you know what? It's dark out. It's dark out early.
It's dark out late. It's dark out early. It's dark out all the time. All the time. It is dark. Dark all the time. Oh, I like that. All right. Anyway. Okay. Hold on. Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and I think Betty just locked me in the studio. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast, or just supporting us in your own little special way.
Oh, boy, dark all the time. Oh, hey, glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony Show here on Triumph Radio. Be sure to tune in on the weekend for the World Labor Hour. Saturdays at noon Eastern, and then Weekend with Joe Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern, Headphone Meditation Saturdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, and a whole lot more. Visit shyampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule.
You can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by our lovable Betty starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. And then Traffic with Toppers.
You got it, Anthony.
Yep, you go, Betty. And then Traffic with Toppers, starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch the Inept Supervillains podcast, Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, and hot dance mixes from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday Tea Dance. Visit Chiampa.org for our complete schedule.
You're welcome, Anthony.
What the hell?
Roger's going
nuts. You
know,
folks, since you're here, keep yourself embellished in programming with extra added Technique audio procedure. How do I do this, you ask? It's easy. Just keep one of your devices perpetually tuned to Shyampa Radio.
At www.chickenbuttholes.com.
Leave it on in the background, and you can find us on the TuneIn app as well as anything that plays Shoutcast Streams Internet Radio Player 2.
ChickenButtholes.com!
At chiampa.org.
I think I'm having too much fun with it. I'm marking these. You gotta listen to this when we're done, because some of these are kind of funny.
Chicken Butthole.
Yeah, Chicken Butthole.
Yeah, but now it's Turkey Butthole.
TurkeyButtholes.com.
Oh boy!
Oh my goodness! We've reached the end.
Sandwich.
I'm gonna have a little ham sandwich with the rest of my beer that's left over. And I think I think we'll be back next Thursday. If not, we'll see what happens.
We'll be back next Thursday.
Yeah. No. Next Tuesday. Next day. Oh. We'll be back someday. Someday we will be back. With someday. Turkey buttholes!
Yeah.
Turkey buttholes! Alright, I think we've had way too much fun tonight. Thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We should be back next Tuesday, but who the hell knows anymore? Check out our blog at cheyampa.org. And remember, folks, don't touch your horny turkeys in the police station after you've been caught stealing recycled Christmas trees from the mail when you were high on sweet tea. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a U for unparliamentary.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
I think we've lost it. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
This station is being brought to you via NullSoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.